Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Chiefs Kingdom,
Arrowhead Pride. Welcome back. Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mark Grody in for Mully today. Time now to go out to our guest hotline, sponsored by Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And that's where we find Alex Gold, the host of Cody and Gold, 610 Sports in Kansas City, middays. He is out of Arizona. He was there when Patrick Mahomes, who you just heard coming into this segment, was talking yesterday and all week. Alex, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. We're doing good. We're actually out to Radio Row right now and get another day started. And as you guys kind of know from Radio Row, usually at the Super Bowl, once you Wednesday, things start to pick up a little bit more. So we're excited to get going even more today.
So, Alex, I imagine that covering the Chiefs, you get used to these kinds of things referred to as Super Bowl week. It's a foreign concept here in Chicago, but it's part of the regular season in Kansas City. How much will that experience, do you think, help the Chiefs not only prepare for Sunday, but handle whatever comes their way?
No, I do think it's a big deal. I don't think you can understate or overstate, I should say, where you're at experience-wise compared to Philadelphia. I mean, go all the way through, whether it's, of course, the quarterback spot with Jalen Hurts in his first Super Bowl, or I think what really exists as a big advantage is the coaching element here. Now, Nick Sirianni might go on to end up having a great coaching career. Andy Reid is going to go down as one of the top three, probably four coaches, perhaps in NFL history, if he ends up getting a ring. And I think the experience that he's had of all these big-time games definitely is a huge factor. Their whole entire coaching staff. If there's one thing when you're able to retain Eric Bieniemy as your offensive coordinator for as long as they have. This is someone that has experience. Steve Spagnuolo, of course, has a couple rings as well. So I do think that is a factor.
Alex, the opinion leaders in Philadelphia are extremely confident that the Eagles are going to win. Just any of the people that I've talked to in Philly, talking to one of their sideline reporters at WIP, there is no doubt in their picks that Philadelphia is the better team and that they are going to win. What is the feel in Kansas City? Do they feel like they're an underdog, or no, because it's Pat Mahomes?
I mean, Chiefs fans are embracing the underdog role because it's not very often that you get to be the underdog. It was kind of a similar situation for a while of an AFC title game week until the Chiefs ultimately closed as favorites in that game. But, you know, I understand the confidence coming out of Philly because I do think 1 through 53, Philadelphia has the better roster. But as you said at the end there, when you have Patrick Mahomes on your team, you tell me who you want with 5 minutes to go and a team down by seven or the game tied. I don't think it's close whatsoever. And I understand Jalen Hurts is going to probably finish second in MVP coming up tomorrow night here at the NFL Honors. But we've seen Patrick Mahomes time and time again in the postseason as well come up with those big-time drives. I mean, the guy has not lost a playoff game in regulation. His two losses are in overtime in AFC title games. So I have the confidence in Philadelphia. I understand why they're feeling that way. But you know, a lot of people in Kansas City are also looking at the teams that Philly played along the way to get there. And you know, some breaks happen. You don't apologize for them. But seeing the 49ers run out of quarterbacks and then the week before taking on a divisional opponent in the Giants, who – we're expected to be, a 7-win, 6-win football team. A lot of people feel like here in Kansas City, at least, that the Chiefs are far more battle-tested than Philly.
Talking with Alex Gold, the host of Cody and Gold, 610 Sports in Kansas City, middays. Alex, so the last time the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl, the Buccaneers wrecked the game plan by overwhelming the offensive line with a pass rush they couldn't stop. I wonder how capable the Eagles' pass rush, which is historically good, is, if that could happen again, how much more equipped is the Chiefs offensive line to handle a challenge this big on Sunday?
Well, I mean, the biggest difference, as you guys know, I mean, there were multiple offensive linemen that were injured in that Super Bowl, right? I mean, you're talking about you're down a left tackle, you're down a right tackle. They also, I think, have a major upgrade at center now. They have an upgrade at left guard. I mean, this offensive line is quite a bit different than what they were dealing with at that point in time when we saw the Bucs completely dominate them. I mean, the offensive line is a huge factor in this game. There's no doubt when you're going up against a Philly front that, you know, by far was the best sack team in football. The Chiefs were second, but there was quite a gap between the two. So I think you're going to have to watch how the Chiefs left tackle, Orlando Brown Jr. in particular, performs. I think that's a player that a lot of people in Kansas City are going to be focused in on. It's someone that wants to be paid like a top five left tackle. He's got a huge opportunity to go show everybody against the best defensive front in football what he can do. But I don't know necessarily if people are worried that it's going to be the Bucs Super Bowl all over, because
I think
Alex
aligned with injuries.
You're back.
Sorry, Alex, we lost you there for a second, but we got the gist of your answer on that particular question. Here's something I need to run past you. I need you to back me up on this working theory that I have. My working theory, Alex, is that Matt Nagy will someday succeed Andy Reid as head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm not saying Andy Reid's going to hang. He's 64 years old. Seems like a dude. He wants to keep coach. How far off am I on that working theory?
No, I think you're spot on.
Really?
I think you're absolutely spot on. That's something that's been brought up here time and time again. I don't think Matt Nagy eventually becoming the Chiefs head coach, if he was around in 4 years and Andy hung it up, I think absolutely. That's an extremely likely scenario. Now,
why is it a likely scenario? What has Matt Nagy done to endear himself to the Chiefs? Like, what has been his part?
Yeah, sure. I mean, a lot of it's a relationship with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's someone that that kind of – they basically had a great working relationship from day one, going back to when Mahomes – was drafted. And it's funny, and you guys are in Chicago, so of course the Matt Nagy view on him is so much different there than what it is here. But I think a lot of people expect that if Andy Reid 4 or 5 years from now were to hang it up and Matt Nagy's on the staff, that's who would get it. Now, the complicated part becomes if somehow Eric Bieniemy is still around. And we all know that this has been an ongoing thing with him being unable to get a head coaching gig. But if you're Clark Hunt, the owner of the Chiefs, and let's say Eric Bieniemy is still somehow on staff 4 years from now, which, by the way, I do not believe that will be the case. But if he is, how on earth do you pass up Eric Bieniemy when you, the owner, have come out and said that he should be a head coach and you've been vouching for him all across the league? So that would be a really complicated setup. But if EB is out of the picture, then I think Matt Nagy absolutely would be a front runner.
Alex, before we let you go, if there's a defensive player on the Chiefs that's going to impact this game and his name is not Chris Jones or Frank Clark, who would that be?
Trent McDuffie. Yeah, if you're going to take Chris Jones and Frank Clark out of the picture, I think that's the guy that has a chance to have the biggest impact in the game. You look at what they've been defensively since he came back from his early injury. He actually got his injury here in Arizona on the same playing surface that they'll play in on Sunday. But he, as a rookie, has come in, and he's the closest thing they have to maybe a lockdown corner on this team. You know, Legarius Sneed gets a lot of attention. But Trent McDuffie has been a huge part of this defense in particular, and they're going to go up against, you know, for two straight weeks, a great wide receiver core. So that would be someone that I think has a chance to change the game more than anybody else outside of those two guys.
Alex, thank you so much for your time. Maybe check in with you again later in the week or maybe after the game. And really, thanks and enjoy Arizona.
Hey, thanks, guys. No problem.
Alex Gold, the host of Cody and Gold, 610 Sports, Kansas City Middays, checking in from the Super Bowl.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.